This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. This is most certainly a difficult time for everyone. We're over 1,000 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Michigan now. At least 29 of those are in Washtenaw County. On Sunday, the first death in Washtenaw County was reported at Michigan Medicine in Ann Arbor. Sadly, more are likely to come. I'm David Fair, and in this public health crisis cloud that hangs over our heads, it can be easy to forget that there is still a lot of good going on in our community. In fact, sometimes crisis brings out the best of who we are. Welcome to this week's edition of Washtenaw United, and we know there are a lot of people who need help through this time. Once COVID-19 was discovered in Michigan, the United Way of Washtenaw County decided to create the COVID-19 Relief Fund. Joining us by phone this morning is the president and CEO of the United Way of Washtenaw County, Pam Smith. Thank you so much for the time today.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
Now, I'm looking at the initial press release you sent out announcing formation of the COVID-19 Community Relief Fund. It noted in that press release the goal was to raise $250,000. The press release issued this past Friday, exactly 1 week from that initial one, noted the goal is now $10 million. How did we get from one place to the other and so quickly?
Oh, it's $1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah, $1 million. But it's still four times the amount that we initially released. And the reason for that, David, is because things were rapidly unfolding. And what we thought was going to be a short term, perhaps, 2 to 4 weeks, really grew rapidly, exponentially, actually, and became a need that we saw increasing day by day. So we knew that $1 million was what we had to go to. And quite frankly, because these are unprecedented times, I'm not sure $1 million is enough.
In order to have such a fund and decide on disbursements, there has to be a good understanding of where exactly those needs are. And from this vantage point, it seems like the needs are everywhere. So what do you know and understand that perhaps the rest of us don't at this point?
Well, I think that we rely on our history. We've been in the community for 99 years. We have met a lot of different challenges. We have the networks and the systems in place to respond to community. So we've already seen an increased need by the agencies. So many of our nonprofits in our community rely on volunteers. And thank you for pointing out there is so much good in the world, because volunteers are certainly part of that good. But what's happening is because of volunteers that used to work in large scale, like 50 people or more, now are being, we're not able to have 50 people. We shouldn't really even sometimes have 10 people, it seems. And so trying to move vast amounts of food throughout the community is becoming more difficult. So we're working smarter, and we're getting things done in different ways. So if anything, this pandemic has really called on us to think creatively and with more flexibility than ever before.
You mentioned that volunteer availability is down. So as we look at potential worst-case scenarios for the United Way and the service organizations it supports, what is the plan should we go into full shutdown to provide those essential services that so many rely on?
Well, what we're doing right now, our Volunteer Washtenaw website is a great place for people to go, first of all, if people need or have the time and want to volunteer. There's different opportunities directly related to what we're going through on volunteerwashtenaw.org, so we're asking people to go there. Second, we are thinking creatively and differently. And third, a lot of nonprofit agency staff are considered frontline workers, and we're still working. And so we just have to think, like I said, a little bit differently about how we can do things to make sure that the services that are essential, like the food security systems, are working.
Once again, you're listening to Washington All United, and our conversation with Pam Smith continues on 89.1 WEMU. Pam is president and CEO of the United Way of Washtenaw County, which is administering a COVID-19 relief fund in our community. You mentioned that things are changing. You're trying to work differently and more efficiently. Is the United Way and its staff and pool of volunteers on the work-from-home directive at this point?
Yes. My CFO and I are still going into the office each day, but the rest of the staff is all available through email or texting. They're working remotely. I do want to let your viewers or your listeners know 211 is an active helpline. So we have sponsored 211 for many, many years. And if anybody needs help or human services help, they can call 211. And they'll connect them to the most local resources available to them by zip code. So if people are concerned about food security, I would encourage them to call 211. They can find out where the closest and open food pantry is for them.
And once again, this COVID-19 Community Relief Fund is aimed at helping alleviate some of the gaps that we're experiencing as a result of virtual shutdown. So as I understand it, the first disbursements are being made now. Where is that money going and how will that service the community?
We expect the first dollars to go out this week. And those are going to nonprofits that need additional help and support to make sure that their programs and systems stay open. So nonprofits need additional supplies, nonprofits need additional staff time, staffing, operations time. So these funds are critical to keep those frontline service providers open.
Is there a board that sits down and decides who gets the money first, how it will be dispersed, and in what amounts?
Yes. So that is all going to be coming out today as far as we've done a couple of different things, actually. There's a survey that's gone out to nonprofits to ask what do they need, what are they seeing. There is a community listening session that's happening, of course, via phone, that our director of community, our vice president of community impact and advocacy, Bridget Healy, is holding. And then we'll go from there this week. So the dollars will go to those to the agencies that need it, that are actually and actively servicing the community so that those programs can continue in community.
Once again, the overall goal is to raise $1 million and put all of that money back into the community and as quickly as possible. How far along are you in the $1 million fundraising effort?
Well, because I increased it from 250 to 1 million in the span of, I think, about 4 days.
Right.
We are over our 250 mark, and we are well on our way to $500,000. So we have a lot of work to do. So if you have listeners that can donate, we'd ask them to go to uwgive.org. They can read all of the current releases, see all of the current information. But know that 100% of all funds raised will be returned to community agencies.
When we consider that $1 million amount, and you mentioned this right at the top, Pam Smith, that it may not be enough. Fact of the matter is, when all is said and done and the accounting is completed after we're past the coronavirus outbreak, it may be a drop in the bucket of what is actually needed and needed to help recover. Is there a chance that the fundraising goal would be expanded or the function of the relief fund expanded beyond what it is today?
Absolutely. We evaluate everything on a daily basis, David, because of how rapidly things are unfolding. But what's most important for people to know is that United Way has been in our community for 99 years. We don't leave. And so we are going to be here for you in one day, in one month, in one year, and many years to come.
We can see the hardship. We can feel the stress and anxiety of trying to make sure everyone is served in the best manner possible. For me, it is also exceedingly important to recognize the manner in which huge parts of our community are coming together, working together, and investing in one another. There's no way to characterize a public health pandemic as positive. However, it certainly can bring about the very best of who we are and remind us what we should aspire to. What brings you the most optimism and sense of pride in this most difficult time?
the ability of the community to react accordingly and in an expedient manner. You know, David, you and I have a long relationship, and you've heard me say again and again about Live United or Washtenaw United, and I think those hashtags have really come to life. To see people just going above and beyond to try to help, and it's individuals that are again and again coming up to say, you know, I want to help make a difference. I want to be part of the solution. I want to do whatever I can. And I think, you know, in relation to that with the health department and Jimena Lovelock saying we need to flatten the curve, that is doing something. So please stay home. Please wash your hands and follow the guidelines that are put out by the health department, because we can flatten the curve. And when we do want to come together and live united and do this for Washtenaw County, we really can make an effective change happen.
Pam, I thank you so much for the time, and I really hope that you're going to follow your own advice and stay healthy.
Thank you, David. All the best to you as well.
That is Pam Smith, the president and CEO of the United Way of Washtenaw County and our guest on Washtenaw United. For more information on the COVID-19 Relief Fund and all things coronavirus related, you can visit our webpage at WEMU.org. It is at that webpage you can also access the Washtenaw United Archive. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.